Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the Radio.com app.
Just download the latest Radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy, DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports original. Listen and watch every day as my co-host and I bring you expert sports betting advice. To watch and listen to the show, head to radio.com/bet, download the radio.com app and search bet, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play You Better You Bet. We're on live every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern and on NFL Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen to the show on demand anytime on the radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Honest to God, I have to remind myself that David Ross is the manager of this team.
Why?
Because they haven't done anything. Because what will David Ross do with this team? The first questions you asked about David Ross as manager the moment he retired are the same questions now as they were then.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Ryan Dempster.
This means what for the Cubs? What kind of hire is this?
A really great hire, David Ross. Groomed to do this, especially towards the end of his career, being a catcher, a guy that, you know, kind of played every role. He was a backup catcher. He was a starting catcher. He has done it all, and I can't say enough good things about him. I thought he was our best coach in 2013 when we won the World Series in Boston. It's going to take a lot. He's got a big task ahead of him, but he wants this, and he's going to do a tremendous job at it. A staff, putting together a staff is always tough, and, you know, they'll put together the right pieces, and, you know, having somebody that you can rely on, somebody that you trust, and managing game situations. I think that would be the toughest thing is, as a manager, how fast things happen in the game and how fast they move along. You know, David's watched it. He's lived it. He always took every pitch seriously and paid attention even when he wasn't playing.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. There is breaking news this morning. As expected, the Cincinnati Reds have reached a deal with none other than Nicholas Castellanos.
Yeah, wow. That one...
Wow, sad Cub fans. A four-year deal, $64 million.
The Reds,
there is an opt-out.
Clearly, every day's opening day.
The most aggressive team in that division, clearly the most improved. 4 years at $16 million per year, this is when it stings a little bit for a Cubs fan, because that doesn't sound like a salary or a contract that you would look at and like, whoa, they're overpaying. Actually, you look at it, and given the marketplace and given his production, you're thinking that's a relative bargain. And what would it have taken for the Cubs to get in the mix? It doesn't seem implausible to think that they could have bid higher for Nick Castellanos, a player that wanted to be in Chicago.
Well, it does, if you consider that they still have to cut like $1.6 million off the budget.
I suppose.
That's where it comes in.
I suppose.
And the grievance, have we heard anything over the weekend?
No, anybody, the only thing you hear about the grievance over the weekend is that you worry that it's being tied to trying to work out a new CBA. and that they're waiting to find out what, you know, when that happens. They're waiting until that happens so they can announce or arrive at new service time rules. And, you know, maybe those will be connected to the Chris Bryant ruling. That the longer this goes on, the longer it goes on. And you worry about it kind of dragging into spring training.
I'm far from a legal expert. I don't know how this stuff works. It just would seem to me that a CBA in the future should have no bearing on a grievance from the past. I mean, the rules were the rules under which the Cubs were operating, and don't you have to look at that instead of projecting what they're going to be?
It doesn't make any sense to me either. I just wonder if the report was trying to hazard a guess, for lack of a better term, because this has gone on so long. I mean, maybe they feel like it's going to be a tidier presentation of, you know, the decision, and then, oh, look, we have a new CBA, which will avoid these future sort of problems or grievances. So they're pairing those two, tying two of those together. I don't know. I think the bottom line of it is, though, this happening within the Cubs division makes it harder to accept for Cubs fans because, yes, while the luxury tax realities are something we accept grudgingly or not, we hear Tom Ricketts talk about them. It's reality. Nick Castellanos is going to be playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field a lot in the future, and he could be doing some damage to a team that just now became better than the Cubs on paper.
And the Reds were ultra-aggressive in free agency and are now considered the favorite in the division even before they made this signing. So you stop and you think about that this is a team that had never really signed a big money free agent, and they jump into that. You think they've never signed a Japanese player, and they jump into that. They really did a lot and changed the makeup of that team, and it'll be interesting to see how long before it all clicks together. How long does it take to get everybody up and running in the same direction? And, you know, baseball's a totally different game than other sports. You know, individual achievement, as we say, at the plate. So, you know, putting a lineup together, putting guys together, it should come pretty quickly.
Can they pitch again? Can they get the consistency out of the rotation?
That's the question.
They go out and they get Shogo, they get Castellanos, they have Moustakas, and that's a different look to that lineup, and it's dangerous, and you're right. And I think the Cardinals might have something to say about the Reds being favorites, but I think both of those teams look playoff caliber, and the Brewers and the Cubs are fighting it out for third place right now. Now, the Cubs could make a deal conceivably, which makes you feel differently about them before spring training. But if they make a bold deal, all we're talking about is Chris Bryant, and you're thinking prospects in return. You're not thinking about 2020 if you make that deal. You're thinking about building for the future.
Well, I mean, again, you know, the Cubs have lost a lot from that team a year ago. It wasn't good enough. But, you know, what did they have, 84 wins? Was that it? When mm-hmm. they fell apart at the end of the season? Now think about all the guys that are gone from that roster. That I don't know how you can claim to be better.
No, I don't think they can right now. I don't think anybody would be trying to fool yourself into thinking they're going to be better. They need some improvement from within, and I don't think you can count on that. So that's the Cubs breaking news. The White Sox had a better weekend at Sox Fest. There's a lot of optimism, excitement. We've been talking all morning, as we should have been and did, about Kobe Bryant and that tragedy. But the White Sox, you know, they break up. The next time we'll see them all together is spring training. A lot of bold talk, a lot of big talk, a lot of optimism that is appropriate. You know, when you hear guys talking about embracing these playoff expectations, it's fun.
It was fun. You know, I had a chance to go out there. It was fun to hear various people talking about each other, the players talking about each other. The idea that Aloy talks about Louis Robert as a guy that could be the next Mike Trout. That's not too high an expectation, is it?
Yeah,
all you got to do is be Mike Trout.
I know what he's saying, but you might not want to say it.
I need some proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like it. I like the whole idea of it. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, is there any player that you're more excited to see with the White Sox than Louis Robert? I can't think of the last time there was a player that I was more excited to see. I mean, I think when Moncada was brought up, that was a big deal. Certainly when you saw Michael Kopech come up. But
Aloy's debut was pretty exciting. Okay. I think this is a continuation of a pattern of guys who they're bringing up. And you're like, there's a lot of drama surrounding the debut, and you want to see a glimpse because you want to see more. You figure that he's going to be here for a long time, and all of those guys will be if everything goes according to plan.
Yeah, it should be pretty much a fun season, and I'm really looking forward to seeing different guys. One of the things I was at, they had the assistant general manager, and of course Chris Getz, who's running the minor leagues, and they were each asked who they're interested to see this year at any stage of the operation. And one answer was Jonathan Stever, the minor league pitcher, because he made a huge jump last year. Kid played at Indiana, I believe. And Chris Getz's answer was, he said he's going with the same answer he had a year ago. He thought Dylan Cease was going to have a really big breakout year, and he still thinks Dylan Cease is going to have a really big breakout year. So I thought that was fun to hear.
I think you find people that would agree with that. I mean, his stuff wasn't the issue as a rookie. His consistency was in that, avoiding that one big inning. And we talked to Don Cooper on Friday, and you know, if they can work that out, you wonder whose ceiling is higher, his or Michael Kopech's. And that's going to be great to see how close they come to reaching that. So yeah, that was a fun weekend. Sox Fest.
Lucas Giolito did not make it to Sox Fest. He had the flu. Does that mean he's involved in the in a potential trade for Chris Bryant?
No, I think it means it had the flu.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just making
I think Chris Bryant had the flu, too.
Yeah, I think both guys had the flu.
Conspiracy theories.
I think the flu is out there.
It's out there.
Yeah. It's flu season,
if
I'm not mistaken. So be careful. Wash your hands, that sort of thing.
Bulls back in action tonight. They had a rough weekend, losing to the Kings on Friday night. They came back and they beat the Cavs on Saturday, but it was the Cavs, and they did trail in that game. They did come back, so all's well that ends well. But tonight, they're without Lauri Markkanen. That was, to me, the biggest blow of the year, injury-wise. Wendell Carter Jr., you miss. Otto Porter Jr., obviously a guy that you never really know what you're missing because he hasn't been around long enough to realize. But Lauri Markkanen is the guy who needed to come through this year and take a step. Now we know a little bit why maybe he hasn't been able to do that with his pelvic injury. Even though Casey Johnson, surprisingly to me a little bit, didn't want to give that...
No, didn't give him that out.
Too much of, of an out, of
we
a
both
crutch.
Talked about it as almost a relief to know there was a physical reason that he wasn't playing well earlier in the year. Apparently that was not the issue. This is a recent problem, according to KC. I just wanted to say this before we got off the Sox Fest. Dallas Keuchel talked. I thought that was pretty extraordinary when he talked about the Houston Astros and the sign stealing thing. He said, first and foremost, I think apology should be in order. Said when the stuff was going on, it was never intended to be what it's made to be right now. When stuff comes out about things that happened during the course of the big league ball season, it's always blown up to the point of, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. I mean, I'm not going to go into specific details, but during the course of the playoffs in 17, everybody was using multiple signs.
Okay, the Astros got caught. I like the fact that he offered a personal apology.
I agree.
I did not like the fact that he kind of talked about Mike Fiers, betraying the confidence of a clubhouse and the things that he cast him in a light that wasn't a positive necessarily light the way that the way that others have. And I think that on one hand, Dallas Keuchel is terrific. On the other hand, I'm like, maybe should have stopped.
The Illini, number 21, and moving up with a bullet, they went to Michigan and won 64-62. Pretty spectacular performance for them. My Ramblers sadly did lose 67-62 in overtime. They rallied. They were at Northern Iowa. They rallied and tied the game with your Hoosier, Tate Hall, knocking down two free throws with 3 seconds left to force overtime, and unfortunately lost in the extra period, and now are in a tie for first place with the aforementioned Northern Iowa.
Loyola falls short. DePaul has a disappointing weekend, but Illinois looks for real. I mean, here we are at the end of January. Their sole possession of first place in the Big Ten. Brad Underwood has them playing hard. They're taking advantage of key possessions. They know what they want to do with the basketball. They defend. That team looks like it means business. He's made some progress here.
All right, we're going to be right back with Dan and Connor. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Bulls fans, it's Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington. This is the home for every exciting play of Bulls basketball.
And every weekday morning, get the best Bulls recap with Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5.
It's all in one place.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
The following is a message from the law offices of Frank and Verity.
Do you have a service animal like an emotional support pig?
If so, aww.
Also, you might be able to use TaxAct to deduct his expenses, and they know what they're doing.
They're just helping you to find every tax advantage you deserve, so stop calling to ask if it's legal.
We're not emotional support lawyers.
TaxAct's surprisingly legal.
Your tax situation may be different. Tax Act is not a substitute for legal or tax advice, and these are actors, not real attorneys.
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Line 7.
How are the players going to keep their edge for the Super Bowl?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose the comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes, it senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable. Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Everything you are about to hear is from the Home Depot. From the nails to the throw pillows, to even those super soft sheets. The Home Depot has everything for your bedroom, from wooden nightstands to modern benches. Save up to 30% on select bedroom furniture, plus enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store returns. Shop decor now at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Valid on select items online only, now through February 2nd. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Don't forget about the environment when making your New Year's resolutions. This year, resolve to use less gas in your car. You can carpool to work a couple days a week, use public transportation like buses or trains, combine errands to make fewer trips, and take a walk for any distances of a mile or less. And think about an electric car when looking for your next vehicle. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing? Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Be smart when operating your thermostat this winter. Lowering the temperature just a few degrees goes a long way in saving energy, and a programmable thermostat can save even more. Run ceiling fans in reverse to send warm air back to the floor, which keeps rooms warmer longer. And use space heaters to help heat rooms without having to heat your whole house. It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
I know Leroy Selman said one time you were the best he ever played against. Who was the best you ever played against? Was there ever anybody that gave you problems?
Oh, geez. I think Leroy was the best I ever played against. Huh. But, you know, I played against so many guys in practice.
Right.
You know, I mean, Richard Dent's one of the best guys I've ever played against. Played against him on practice. But if I'm playing against him in a game, which is a little bit different speed, I'd probably say he's the best. I mean, Dan Hampton. You know, I never saw a guy have so many pass rush moves in one pass rush because he was so good at it. I mean, he'd go under your underarm and then club you back the other side. And, you know, I mean, in college, when I was, in college, you'd see a guy, he'd make one move, he didn't get to the quarterback, you know, you shut it down. I mean, you know, those guys, when I got there, were just, you know, exceptional, and Dan was one of them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's your girl, Tasha Makia.
I'm Big Dave.
Big Dave is a professional bodybuilder and personal trainer, so if you're trying to change your life,
you need to check us out on our podcast,
Big Dave's Power Half Hour, where we break down everything from fitness and exercising to nutrition, supplements, and so much more.
And I tell you the real deal. I don't sugarcoat anything.
So search for Big Dave's Power Half Hour on all podcast platforms.
Or find us on radio.com.
Hey, I'm Ronan Farrow, investigative reporter and host of the Catch and Kill podcast, available now on the radio.com app. The show takes you inside my investigations into Harvey Weinstein and other powerful figures accused of terrible crimes.